here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's show. And now, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
Welcome, Insight, on this spring, but doesn't feel like it, Wednesday evening. I have in studio with me the candidate for the state representative, 84th District, Miss Susan Manchester. How are you, Susan?
I am great, Jack. How are you doing today?
Very good. Welcome to Fort Recovery.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, and welcome to FR Radio. We always enjoy getting an opportunity to talk with people that are going to have a lot of influence over our futures here. So let's plan on taking the next hour and just allowing the people of Fort Recovery and the people of Fort Recovery Radio kind of getting to know you to a certain extent.
Yeah, so sounds great.
Okay, so let's start with, where are you from?
Mm-hmm. Well, I am from the big city of Waynesfield, Ohio.
Waynesfield, Ohio.
Yeah, Waynesfield out in Auglaize County. Might be a little smaller than Fort Recovery, actually. Yeah. I grew up on my family's farm out there.
And so you graduated from Waynesfield Goshen?
Yep, that's correct. Waynesfield Goshen, class of 2006.
Now, we could put a, calculator to that to figure up approximately the
do a little ciphering.
Yeah, just do a little ciphering, but so you got out of high school and went to college?
Yep, I went to college at Ohio State. I studied psychology and political science, and while I was a student at Ohio State, I actually took an internship for Congressman Jim Jordan out in Washington, D.C., which is what initially got me interested in public service.
So when you chose to go into that, you must have had some thoughts about politics when you were in high school.
Yeah, it was something that always interested me. I felt that it was important to be informed and engaged in the political process, but honestly, beyond taking a government class and maybe taking a political science course, I didn't really do much beyond that. But once I was presented with an opportunity to take an internship for Congressman Jordan, I found that there's a lot more to the process than what I initially realized. And, as an intern, I did some pretty menial stuff. I answered phones, I opened mail, but it was really exciting to be a part of that process, and especially to be hearing from folks back in Ohio about what was going on in Washington. It really kind of filled the whole circle for me.
So you were an intern for Congressman Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
So you spent a summer in Washington?
I was actually there during the winter of 2009, which was a crazy time in Washington because that's when President Obama's first inauguration was. We had an entirely Democrat-controlled Congress and White House, so you could imagine working for one of the most conservative members of Congress, it was a pretty hostile environment.
So as a teenager, because you were still a teenager back
then. Well, I was 21.
Okay.
In college.
Well, but as a 21-year-old, to be exposed to politics at that level, it had to be eye-opening.
Very, very.
What kind of lit that flame in your head that said, that's what I want to do?
Mm-hmm. I don't know that. That's what initially got me interested in the process, and I think because I saw firsthand what it actually looked like, right? We were very much in the minority as the Republican Party back then, and that's when Obama first came into office. He went to town just implementing the entire Democrat wish list, and it was such a hopeless position as a Republican because we knew that no matter how big of a fight we put up, at the end of the day, we were in the minority and those bills were going to pass.
Yeah.
And so I think it just really enlightened me to how much power the party can have when they're in charge and how important it is to make sure that good people are in charge and good policies are being put into place. And I think, too, I saw firsthand how what we were doing in Washington was affecting people back in Ohio. You know, Congressman Jordan represents part of the 84th House District, which I'm running for. And I heard from people back home all the time about what policies in Washington were doing to them. So yeah. I think it's critical to get the right people in there who care about the district and want to represent it well.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about how you're going to rock the state house in Columbus here in a short time. So we'll be back right after this.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hot spot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having their Battle of the Brains again this year on Sunday, April 15th from noon to 3. Get your four-person team together along with an alternate, get yourself a sponsor, and get signed up now. The cost is $75 per team. Your team can be a group of friends, co-workers, family, even a group of students, at least 7th grade, please. Pick up your entry form at the high school office or by going to FortRecoveryschools.org and clicking on Battle of the Brains 2018 and downloading the application. And new this year, there will be a fun trivia round for anyone to participate in. Just show up, get a group of four people, and you can be in the fun trivia part of the contest. And the best part, there's no charge to get in the fun trivia contest. Just show up and have fun. And even if you don't want to be in either the formal contest or the fun pop culture trivia rounds, stop by and be amazed and entertained by how smart your friends and neighbors are. It's the Battle of the Brains on Sunday, April 15th. Be sure to get entered now by going to FortRecoverySchools.org and clicking on Battle of the Brains, or pick up your application at the high school office. The Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday, April 8th at the Fire Hall. That's right, they'll be serving those great barbecue chicken dinners that we all love. They're pre-sale only, so get your tickets from any of the firemen now, then stop down on Sunday, April 8th from 4 to 6 and pick up your chicken dinners. Just drive through the alley from the west and pull up to the window, and be sure to grab a couple of extras for a quick lunch during the week. Fort Recovery Firefighters Chicken Dinners, Sunday, April 8th, from 4 to 6. Get your tickets now from any Fort Recovery firefighter.
Okay, so can they hear me?
Oh, mm-hmm.
We aren't on, are we? You have to give me more warning than that, Neil. So... we're back on Insight with State Representative candidate Ms. Susan Manchester, and we were just talking about her background and spend time with James Jordan in Washington. So when you got out of school, you went on to do what?
After graduating from Ohio State, I spent a year doing mission work in Venezuela. I worked for an organization called Campus Crusade for Christ, and basically what we were doing is we worked with a student-led ministry at a college campus down in Venezuela, and we also worked at an orphanage doing pro-life work.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And then now you are you heading up a mentorship program, is that right?
Yeah, I work at Big Brothers Big Sisters of West Central Ohio. I'm the community outreach director there, and I've been able to do a wide variety of things there. I mainly run a school program that matches up seniors in high school with fifth graders, and we meet once a week and just have some structured time for the kids to kind of get to know each other and spend time together. And then I also do what we call match support, which is where I basically follow up with the kids and adults who are in our program just to make sure that things are going well for them and to do any troubleshooting if any problems should arise.
Well, cool. Mm-hmm. So then you came back, you reestablished yourself in the Waynesfield area, mm-hmm. and then you thought, I've got to get involved in politics. Or did somebody approach you and say, you know what, I think you'd be really good at this?
Yeah, it was kind of a combination of the two. After I graduated, I went to Venezuela for a year, and then I took a full-time position with Congressman Jordan's office in Washington. So I was in Washington for about 5 years working for him. And while I was out there, I saw how real the disconnect is between Washington politicians and the rest of the country, right? It's that same disconnect that has frustrated so many Ohioans. And I felt like the longer I stayed there, the more wrapped up into that world I would become. And I didn't want that. I was very in touch with what was going on back in Ohio, working for Congressman Jordan, obviously, still working on issues that would affect the lives of Ohioans. And just coming home and visiting my family and hearing from my friends, there were a lot of things going on back here that I thought, I want to be a part of what's happening here on the ground and not from this distant way. And I was excited to come back and reinvest in the community that first invested in me. And so when I came back, I wasn't necessarily looking to get involved in politics right away, but I ended up working for the Trump campaign. I ran the Trump headquarters up in Lima, Allen County, for the 2016 election. Obviously, we were very victorious in that election, thanks to strong voter turnouts in counties like Mercer County, Auglaize County. I mean, it was quite a night, election night, as I'm sure many of you remember. But yeah, once that was over, I really was looking to do something that was more community oriented, and that's where I found a position with Big Brothers Big Sisters, which I was happy to take.
Yeah. So then, who initially approached you and said, so have you ever thought about...
Yeah, there were a few people who I had known back from working with Jordan's office and the people that I worked with on the Trump campaign as well. They saw my interests and they saw the kind of skills that I had to bring to the table, and they just said, is this something that you'd like to do or thinking about? And I was interested, and I feel like having worked for someone like Congressman Jordan, you see the potential that's there in an elected official, right? I mean, Congressman Jordan's someone who really has represented his district well. He stayed true to the values of his district, and that's the exact same style of leadership that I'd want to bring to Columbus, is just recognizing that your voice is incredibly important. Your voice is my priority, and I want to make sure that your voice is heard.
Yeah. So you'd I'm an HR manager, so I naturally love to ask these type of questions. So you talked about the skills that you possess that would fit with this type of a position. What are those skills?
Mm-hmm. Well, having worked in Congressman Jordan's office, I was able to advance a lot of issues that are most important to me and are important to the people of this district and the state of Ohio, frankly. I worked on advocating for Ohio's agriculture industry. We worked on advancing welfare reform and defending the right to life. So I've learned how to defend and stand up for our conservative values in a very hostile environment, as I mentioned. Well, I was working for Congressman Jordan. We were under the Obama administration the whole time, so I can only imagine what it's like now. I mean, yeah. It's a completely different ballgame, yeah. But, you know, we were constantly coming up against opposition, and so I learned how to stand up and fight for what is right. I had to sit across from the House Majority Leader and defend why our bill should be put on the floor for a vote. I've sat at the negotiating table with members of Congress, their staff, and interested groups to talk about what should stay or go in a piece of legislation. And I've learned how to work together with people both in the party and across the aisle to really make things happen. So I believe that I do possess the skills and experience to advance legislation across the finish line, and that's exactly what I want to do.
Well, cool. You know, as we prepare for the May 8th primary, okay, which is coming up very, very
so
quickly.
Soon. Yes.
It's incredible. What do you stand for?
Mm-hmm.
What's your platform?
Yeah, I'm a pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, fiscal conservative. I will be a 100% fighter for pro-life and pro-Second Amendment issues. I believe that government works best when it trusts the power of people and communities to create opportunities, stand up for each other, and look out for each other. So when it comes to my goals and my priorities as your state representative, I'm going to get the government out of your way so that you can do what you do best.
So does that, so you give me an example from a business standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the government's great at getting in the way of a new business. For anyone who's ever dealt with opening a small business, the kind of regulations and taxes that you face from the get-go can be very burdensome and frankly even hinder people from entering the market themselves. I actually have some friends who are in the food industry, and what they've had to deal with the Food Safety Modernization Act has been absolutely crushing to what they're trying to do. Government loves to regulate. Government loves to just get in the way of people's success. And unfortunately, government loves to pick winners and losers when it comes to regulating. I mean, I'm sure many of you out there have experienced having someone from a state agency or federal agency come and inspect your business and tell you exactly what you're doing right and wrong. And unfortunately, I don't feel that people are always treated equally in those situations. And we end up punishing the people who are trying to do the most good, create the most jobs, and stimulate the economy. And that's something that I'd really like to see an end to, especially at the state level.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure that if I had either of your two opponents sitting in that chair, that they would talk about conservative, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Okay. So what differentiates you between those other two guys? And we won't name names tonight.
Well, good deal. They always say you should never name your opponent.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I believe that my experience working in Washington and working for someone like Congressman Jordan has really prepared me to do this job and to do it well. I've been extremely involved in the legislative process, and I know what it takes to get a piece of legislation from point A to point B. I know how to advocate for your interests, because that's exactly what I was doing in Congressman Jordan's office working for him. And I have been endorsed by Congressman Jordan in this race, so I feel that I'm prepared to bring his same style of bold leadership to Columbus.
That's a big endorsement, I would think.
Yeah, I was very honored to have that. I mean, he's Ohio's champion of conservative values, and it means a lot that he would trust me to do a good job.
Yeah. You know, it is interesting, and we you know, talked about this a bit, but, you know, this race is a really interesting one, because we have three young people. Okay, I'm guessing they're all no older than 40. Okay?
Yeah, I think we're all under 35. Actually,
is that right?
Yeah,
you know, really not a lot of political experience with the whole group. You know, And even like in Cleveland, I think that the Cleveland Plain Dealer identified this race as one of the most important races to watch in the state. And that is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I was really excited to see that recognition at the state level because I think other people are very curious to see how this all turns out with three political newcomers coming in. And I think it's a really good thing that we have three young people who want to get involved and want to serve their community. But again, I'll say out of the three of us, I'm definitely the one with the most experience to get things done starting at day one. You know, I know how to work with other legislators and other offices and navigate some of those inner workings of the legislative process. That's what I've done before. I've done it successfully, and I think that I will do a great job of it at the State House.
Very good. I'll tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we'll be back to talk more about who are some of your professional heroes and that type of thing, and you talk about more about you right after this.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274. Here's a great event coming up in the Fort Recovery area. On Sunday, April 8th, it'll be the American Legion Ladies Auxiliary Annual Breakfast from 8 in the morning to 12:30 in the afternoon. It's all-you-can-eat sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, baked goods, and more, and your beverages included, milk, coffee, and orange juice. It's only $6 for adults, $3 for children 4 to 8, and kids 3 and under are free. Head on out to the Legion on Sunday, April 8th, for the Ladies' Auxiliary Breakfast from 8 to 12:30.
Hi, this is Dan Redmond from VCTS Racing. I wanted to invite you to join Corey Hensley and myself on Mondays starting March the 12th at 7 p.m. for the Vores Racing Report. We will talk NASCAR racing as well as racing at the surrounding local tracks as well as VCTS racing. So tune in Mondays starting March 12th and go racing with us. Go to FortRecoveryRadio.com or download the free TuneIn app and search Fort Recovery Radio. Don't forget, it's the Vores Racing Report every Monday night at 7 p.m. on Fort Recovery Radio, starting Monday, March the 12th.
We're back, and they let me know that we were coming back this time, so I was much more prepared for it. We're back on Insight with...
We were actually shouting at you, Jack.
Is that right? Well, yes. So we're back on Insight with State Representative candidate Ms. Susan Manchester. And let's see, we were talking about you running and your qualifications. When was it when you decided to throw your hat in the ring?
When did I decide? Yeah. Well, I announced in July 12th of 2017 is when I announced. So I had probably officially decided in the spring.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes some time to prepare. And sure. You want to announce well and announce hard and fast.
Yeah.
So it was probably the spring of that year when I officially decided to go for it.
So now you are 9 months into the process.
Yeah.
Okay. What's been the biggest surprise from the past 9 months?
Mm-hmm. I have loved getting to meet people all over this district. I really have been so impressed by all the people I've met. Folks, when I go door to door, and people who answer the door and actually want to have a conversation with me, the kinds of stories I've heard of people's lives and how they've been affected, either by the government or even just by the way things are going in the world right now, it's been really interesting. But I've seen a lot of people, too, who are very resilient, who are rising above those challenges and who are looking to make a change. And they want to partner with other people who want to make a change, which I find really inspiring. So I'm glad, because I feel like every time I'm out there and every time I'm meeting someone new, I hear a lot of folks say, don't let us down. You know, don't be another one of those politicians who just gets into office and loses sight of who you are, where you came from, and the people who brought you there. And that's something that I've found to be extremely encouraging, just how many people really want to see some honesty and integrity from their elected officials. And I don't want to let them down. You know, they're the ones who keep me going day after day after day.
So you touched on the becoming a politician thing, and you know, I mean, they don't have the most popular perception with people.
No,
so,
they do not.
Doesn't that scare you a little bit?
That's been another challenge that I maybe wasn't completely prepared for, is how skeptical people would be of me once I told them what I was going to do. Because politicians don't exactly have a great reputation these days, and I don't blame people for that. Honestly, people have been very disappointed by their elected officials, and I think that the way things turned out in 2016 perfectly demonstrated how there were a lot of people who didn't feel that their voice was being heard, and they showed up and made their voice heard loud and clear. So I feel like we're still working through that, and people have still been pretty disappointed, honestly, by what's going on in Washington. But that's something that I hope to correct just by showing up and listening to people and letting them know that I actually do care. You know, I've been in Washington. I've seen that world. I don't have any desire to become a part of something like that again. You know, a lot of these people, they get into office and they get very enticed by the supposed power and fame that comes along with that. And I'm just not interested in that. That's not why I'm here. That's not why I'm doing this. And I know I can say that all I want, but I really do feel that if you give me the opportunity to show you, you're going to find that's absolutely true when I'm elected.
Do you think that Jim Jordan is one of those people like you're talking about that you're trying to be? He gave you a good example of
exactly
someone who's trying to, because that's our more or less perception of him. And
absolutely,
you do have to work within the system and so forth, and you vote for my bill and I'll vote for yours. Some of that has to happen or things just don't get done, but you do need to stay true to your convictions, even if you have to have do a little, I guess, vote trading. But if you've been there and been able to see that, you know, that at the end of the day, he can come back and say, you know, I had to give a little bit there, but I know I'm going to get more back when it's my turn. And I think most people understand that. A lot of them don't like it, but well, you do have to do
plus if you watch West Wing and Scandal, then you really know how it all works.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like that, yeah, actually. It's exactly like that. Everything.
That is what I
always say with those shows, I mean, everyone would ask me, like, so is it anything like the West Wing or Scandal? And I said, well, not really. And they, the people in those shows are a lot more attractive than most politicians. But anyway, but Jim Jordan is absolutely the exception to that rule. And that's, you know, it is funny because I often talk about the disconnect in Washington and how severe it is. But Jim Jordan is absolutely the exception. And I feel that I've gained a lot learning from his style of leadership.
Well, I think in our area, the people here are kind of good at perceiving the kind of person that's more than likely to stay as close to what their core values as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who we elect. As long as there's somebody like that running, we're probably going to get those people, because I think our people don't get the wool pulled over their eyes very easily.
Yes, that's 100% true. 100%. Yeah.
So, you know, you talked about your platform, the right to life and the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to Columbus, a lot of the decisions that you're going to have to make are going to be budget related.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And there's only so many tax dollars to go around.
Mm-hmm.
So as, and I'm sure that this question is more complicated than a simple answer, but as like you go into Columbus, what would be your priorities on spending that dollar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my first priority is to protect your hard-earned taxpayer money. Thankfully, in Ohio, we do have to balance our budget, so I'm grateful that we'll hopefully not end up in the kind of fiscal crisis that our federal government is in. However, we have to work very hard to make sure that all the dollars are going to the right places. So for me, I'm going to look to the priorities of the district first and see where folks are standing. The vast majority of our state budget dollars go toward education and healthcare. That's just where it is. And then we obviously have other small dollars that go to local governments and projects, etc. So I want to make sure that we're ultimately protecting the priorities of this district first and making sure that your tax dollars are being spent very well and wisely.
So as like you talk about the education piece of it. And I don't think, I think in the past 8 years, I think there's been a lot done to kind of take some of the burden off of the local school districts.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do, or what do you see as education-related pieces that you would like to see pushed?
Yeah, honestly, I've met with local school administrators, Board of Education members, teachers, parents, students themselves, and I think we can all agree that the way the state has run away with testing is just, it's gone too far. Some school administrators that I was talking with recently actually said how they feel that testing was such the trendy route to go for so long that everyone bought into it and everyone really wanted to continue on in that pattern, but we haven't seen any improvements in our public education system since we've gone so nuts with the testing. So I think it's important to get our education system back to local control and back to a place where teachers and administrators actually feel empowered to be creative in the classroom and to do what's best for their students. I'm the first one to say that what works in a school district like Waynesfield-Goshen or Fort Recovery may not work in a school district district in the city of Columbus. So we need to give local school districts that flexibility to make decisions that are best for them.
Sure. You know, there was a Facebook question about... Yeah, about, you know, what do you do about bringing jobs back to Ohio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an excellent question. I am very passionate about advocating for the state of Ohio on a national level and making an Ohio an attractive place for young professionals to come back to, particularly in this area. I think we have so much to offer because our school districts are fantastic. We have the lowest unemployment rates in the state, and the cost of living out here is very affordable. We have so many great jobs available, and I think young people just need to be made aware of all the opportunities that are here. So first, I think it's important to make sure that people understand all that Ohio has to offer and create incentives for businesses to locate here. You know, I think that there are definitely options and opportunities for tax breaks and tax credits for businesses to locate here, and that's exactly something I'd like to pursue at the state level.
Before we go to break, let's do a real quick geography lesson and and explain to me the 84th district. What all does it include?
So it includes all of Mercer County. So if you're in the great county of Mercer, you're in my district.
We're in.
You are in.
We're right in your wheelhouse.
That's right. In the wheelhouse. So you don't have to worry about it if you're in Mercer County. Now, it's then from the city of Greenville north in Dark County.
Does that include all of Greenville?
Correct.
Or, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So from the south border of
city limits. Yep. Okay. And all of Greenville Township, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Okay. Up north. And then in Shelby County, it's basically everything west of Sydney. So like Anna, Botkins, Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, all those small towns and townships. And then Auglaize County, it's essentially everything except Wapak and St. Mary's. So you have like New Bremen, New Knoxville, Minster, Waynesfield, Cridersville, Uniapolis, all those good places.
Okay.
But if you really want to make sure you're in the district, I highly recommend going to the Ohio Secretary of State's website and looking it up, because that'll tell you without a doubt where you are.
And this is 84th district, correct?
Correct, the 84th House District. Yep.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to take another break. We'll be back to kind of talk about some of today's topics that are in the newspaper that I'd like to get your opinion on.
Okay.
So we'll be back right after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
That's where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and two bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Are you a busy parent, married to your job, or just don't have the time to get to the grocery store? Worry no more. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the answer for you. Shop online. It's as easy as ordering that pair of shoes you ordered last week. Log on to WayneStreetMarket.com, click on the Shop Online Now button at the top of the page, and start adding to your cart. The process is simple, and better yet, you pay online, drive to the store, and one of our friendly associates will bring your groceries out to you. You don't have to even get out of the car. Don't make life more chaotic than it needs to be. Take advantage of our online shopping today. As always, thanks for shopping your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store.
Recovery Academic Boosters Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, April 19th. It's carry out only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinners will be prepared by Two Willies Barbecue using the international award-winning Iowa State Fair recipe. And the dinner includes a smoked pork chop, baked potato with butter and sour cream, applesauce, and a roll. Tickets are only $8 and must be purchased by Tuesday, April 10th from any high school SAD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices or by calling Kathy Toby at 375-4227 or Kathy Etzler at 852-2572. The Academic Boosters are the group that recognizes students during our home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster dinner tickets before April 10th for the 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member, and then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Thursday, April 19th between 4 and 6 and get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on. Just be sure to get your smoked pork chop dinner tickets before April 10th. Here are the Indians baseball games scheduled for the rest of this week. Tomorrow, the Indians will open MAC play as they host the Dulphus St. John's Blue Jays. That game can be heard on WPGW-FM or on your TuneIn app and search for WPGW. Rob Weaver and WPGW will be broadcasting all the MAC baseball games live this season. Then on Friday, the Indians will travel to Houston and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the play-by-play. Lots of rainouts this week, but the Indians are 3-1 and playing well and are anxious to get back to baseball. Tomorrow, the MAC games start with the Indians hosting Dulphus, Friday at Houston. Get to these games this week to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live on WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Insight, Jack Stogler, FR Radio, Miss Susan Manchester. And I just realized that, like, our off-air stuff is, like, on Facebook. So I apologize for anything that I said off-air. I'm just not used to that, Neil.
Well, the Facebook Live, we actually turn that down if you're watching through the Fort Recovery Radio Facebook. So we turn the volume down. They can still watch me eating cheese.
Yeah.
But they can't hear the stupid stuff I say. No, but Susan has stuff going on hers.
I know. I can't be held responsible. But you haven't said anything.
No, nothing terrible.
No, not at all.
Nothing as stupid as he usually does.
I know. Trust me, I've been pretty good tonight.
I would say so.
Okay, so next question, okay? And now I probably know what your answer is going to be to this, but I'm going to ask it anyways.
Great.
Who are your professional heroes?
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you think my answer is going to be?
I think that Jim Jordan will be one of them.
I think you'd be about right. I mean, Congressman Jim Jordan has been a great mentor and role model to me, and something kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier is he's the same person in Washington, back here in Ohio, when he's with other members of Congress, when he's with his constituents. He's the same guy no matter where he is, and I really value that because you can see that kind of honesty and that genuine character. That's exactly what people want from their elected officials, and that's something that I really value and certainly will model as a representative.
Good. You know, and I think part of what establishes that is establishing your true north to a certain extent.
Absolutely.
And to know what you're about, your principles, and then to live by those.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. So we talked, and I, you know, gave you this question to just kind of think about. Can you perceive or can you think of a situation where you would vote against party lines?
Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to being 100% pro-life and 100% Second Amendment, those are issues that I'm not going to compromise on. And sometimes the Republican Party has been a little varied in how it's approached those two issues, but I'm a purist when it comes to both of them. So I'm not going to compromise my values, and I'm not going to waver, even if the party proposes something that's less than 100% on either of those issues. I'm not going to go for it. I also think sometimes, you know, the party will do things that go against what the district wants. We dealt with this in Congressman Jordan's office a lot, where the party proposed a budget that was way above the spending levels that we felt were appropriate as Republicans and didn't go far enough to cut spending. And so we did ultimately vote against the budget. If I felt that that was something my district wanted me to do and wanted me to push for, then I absolutely would, because at the end of the day, it's about what you guys want.
Yeah. But, you know, so you know, when you talk about what you guys want, okay, and I think today or the past couple days is a pretty prime example of, okay, so you have a Republican president, okay, you have an agricultural base here, and with the things going on with China, a lot of farmers are can feel the pinch of that.
Absolutely. Okay?
So, do you speak up against a Republican leader to represent a portion of your constituents that are hurting by some of his choices?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, agriculture is the number one industry in the 84th House District. So when it comes to representing agriculture, that's a huge priority for me, because that makes up the vast majority of our industry here. It's our number one industry in the state. But this district in particular, it's obviously very concentrated. My greatest fear when President Trump came out with his ideas about steel was that it would trickle down to agriculture, and look at where we are. That's something that I mean, many ag industry professionals were very concerned about, and it's happening. So I think that that's absolutely a great example of something that I would stand up and defend, because it's going to hurt us tremendously, not only in this district, but in the state as a whole. And I don't want us to enter into any kind of a trade war with China.
Yep. Very good. So I'm going to touch on several different topics from today's newspapers.
Okay.
and I would like your opinion on each of them.
Okay.
And you touched on the Second Amendment, but then also touch on Second Amendment and school safety, because I think they're the same and different.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's been a very popular topic recently, and it's something that I get asked about all the time when I'm out talking to voters in the district. And I'm absolutely heartbroken by the kind of school shootings that we've had, not only in Parkland, but frankly, anywhere around the country. It's really heartbreaking to think that a child would want to take a gun to school and kill his fellow students and teachers. But when I see a child who makes that decision, I see a child in a lot of pain. And I think that's what we need to be addressing. If we restrict gun owners, especially law-abiding citizens, from having guns and any type of gun, I don't think that's going to cut down on the violence. The people who want to do that sort of thing are absolutely going to find a way to do it, no matter what, no matter what kind of legal restrictions are placed on it. But I think there is a lot that can be done to address the students' pain. And even in talking with teachers and principals, superintendents, they can all agree that having some kind of mental health component in the schools would be tremendously helpful to their efforts. And that's something that I would like to see happen at the state level. I think that we could consider how to equip equip school districts with a mental health professional and also with a school resource officer. I think both of those elements could be tremendously helpful in putting parents at ease to send their kids to school. You know, I can't imagine sending my child to school and not have them return because of a school shooting. That's horrifying. But I don't think putting restrictions on gun ownership is the answer. I think we need to start at the root, which is the kids' pain.
Very good. The Me Too movement. Because, you know what? As an attractive middle-aged man, okay, I cannot...
Jack, we just lost 75 of our viewers. Well, actually, if they were already viewing, they probably weren't on. They already turned it off. But we lost a lot of our listeners.
Then let's go in a different direction with that question. Okay, you know what? The Me Too movement is very out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
As a young female, what's your take on it?
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, as a young woman and as a young woman who has a lot of friends who are young women, I know a lot of people who have experienced some pretty terrible situations in the workplace. And that was completely uncalled for, unasked for, and they felt completely helpless as far as doing anything to address it. So I think that what the Me Too movement has done is it's highlighted that there is a problem there, and it's everywhere. You know, it's in government, it's in Hollywood, unfortunately, it's in churches and schools, it's in places where you would least want it to be. And so I think what needs to happen is there needs to be a place where people feel safe to bring those things up, especially when it's someone in a position of power taking advantage of an extremely vulnerable person. That's an issue. Now, I do think that there is always this reality when a movement like that explodes. It can be easy for everyone to jump on the bandwagon and for things to easily get out of hand, but I don't want us to lose sight of the people who have actually been through some pretty awful situations and bringing some redemption to that.
Very good. I'll tell you what, we're going to take one more break. We're going to come back and sort of wrap things up here. Now, one thing that I didn't tell you is that this show usually lasts until 8, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we've never been on time for, like, what, Bob? The last year and a half?
2 years.
Okay. Okay. So
sounds good.
Yeah, so if, like, we go a little bit long, are you okay with that? Okay.
I'm here as long as you need me.
We cut it off early for a couple other candidates that we're running.
Yeah. Okay.
But we'll go longer.
Okay, good deal.
Sounds good.
So we'll be back right after this.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you a driver looking for a career change? Cheeseman Transport of Fort Recovery, a leading provider of transportation and supply chain solutions, is hiring local, regional, and over-the-road drivers for full-time and part-time operations. Drivers can earn up to $80,000 in their first year, receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus, and an average of 52 cents per mile plus stop pay. Join our team and apply online at cheeseman.com/careers. That's cheeseman.com/careers. We look forward to speaking with you today.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
The Friends of St. Joe Church invite the community to join us for a hunter's gathering on Sunday, April 8th at 1 p.m. at Sanderell Hall next to St. Joe Parish. Drinks and snacks will be available. Tip boards and other games will be available for chances to win a variety of guns and other prizes. And the gathering will be highlighted by an 11-gun gun raffle. Stop out for an enjoyable day of sharing stories, playing cards, good food and drinks, and a chance to win some great prizes at 1 o'clock on April 8th, 2018 at Sanderell Hall in St. Joe.
Wrestling and Respect presents Slams for Scarlet at 7 o'clock this Saturday night at the Palace at Coldwater High School. This huge wrestling show will be a fundraiser for Scarlet Unrest and her family. Get your tickets ahead of time and save some money by going to warwrestling.com. Floor seats are $15 and general admission tickets are $10 or four for $30 in advance of the show. Floor seats are $17 and general admission is $12 at the door. There will be seven huge matches, including a 20-man over-the-top rope battle royal, with the winner receiving a shot at the War Wrestling Respect Championship that night. All proceeds raised from the ticket sales, the 50-50, Slams for Scarlet t-shirt sales, concessions, plus many raffle prizes, including autographed cleats from former Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Keith Winning, will go 100% to the family. Slams for Scarlet, presented by Wrestling and Respect, this Saturday night at the Palace at Coldwater, 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Go to warwrestling.com now to get your pre-sale tickets and save a couple of bucks.
Insight, Jack Sogler, Miss Susan Manchester.
Hello.
Candidate for 84th District State Representative. We've covered a lot of stuff.
That we have.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one thing that we haven't talked about yet, and with, you know, Bob just walking in, it, you kind of remind me to, you know, bring it up, and that's drugs.
Oh. Okay. Was not expecting that.
Okay. So, okay. So the opioid epidemic,
yes,
is a major issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your philosophy on it?
Yeah, I've met with people on all sides of this issue, from law enforcement to healthcare professionals, mental health professionals, teachers, parents. And I can tell you that we have a lot of folks in all four of my counties in this district who are doing a tremendous job at fighting the opioid epidemic right here at home. And I am frankly not interested in developing a new statewide program to try to help the issue. Rather, I think it's important that we empower these people at the local level to really tackle this head on and to look to the future for how we can address it with the kids that are going through it right now. My work with Big Brothers Big Sisters has shown me some of these kids who are growing up in addicted homes and the kind of stress and trauma that's causing them. And I think that's the next issue we have to look to let these kids know that their future doesn't have to be the same that their parents was.
You know, and I had Jeff Gray on a couple months ago, and you know, at that time he had said that opioid use was down a bit, but it was mainly because the people that were using were dying.
Yeah.
And when you think about that being the course that it takes, it's just hard. It mm-hmm. really is.
Mm-hmm.
So Ohio approved medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
There is a general feeling that around the corner at some point, there's going to be a push for approving it from a recreational standpoint, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
I am against it. Honestly, we have a drug problem on our hands right now, and we can't even begin to think about legalizing drugs before we address what we have on our hands at the moment. frankly, I'm sure that Sheriff Gray talked to you about this as well. The fentanyl problem is really what's hurting us currently. Fentanyl has entered into basically every kind of drug on the market, and so even marijuana has become more dangerous than what it used to be. You don't know exactly what you're getting. Yeah. Not that I speak from experience, but yeah. That's just the situation we're in right now. So I don't think it's safe to start legalizing a new drug when we can't even contain the drug problem we have on our hands right now.
You just lost Bubba's vote.
Oh, man.
That was one you were worried about,
issue? Too. Gosh, well, I'm sorry. I hope I said some other things that you kind of like.
So, next question.
Yeah.
2 years from now, okay, at this time, we have an Ohio primary that's featuring former Governor John Kasich against current President Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Who are you voting for and why?
Donald Trump. I mean, things have only been getting better since he took office. Oh, thank God. Well, listen, I mean, tax reform has been huge. I'm so glad that Republicans were able to get that over the finish line. And the way that corporations and businesses have responded has been tremendous. Our economy's going up, and I only want to see that continue. I think that Trump's done a fantastic job, and people are happy with him. And so let's keep it rolling.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. So... 8 years from now, or 6 years from now, or whenever your tenure is over as our state representative, okay, at the end of that, what do you want to be able to say that you accomplished?
I want to say that I served the people of the 84th House District well, that they felt their voice was heard, and that we ultimately were able to push the district in the state of Ohio forward. I think our district's very blessed. We have the lowest unemployment rates in the state, a high number of jobs available. But what people are concerned about now is having the workforce to be able to meet those jobs, and also about the opiate epidemic and how that's affecting our workforce as well. So I'd like to see those two things tackled, and I think that 8 years is enough time to do it.
Yep. Very, very good. Now, you have a debate coming up.
We do.
Okay. Why don't you tell me about that?
Absolutely. It's this Saturday. It's hosted by the Lake Improvement Association. It'll be at the Salina Moose Lodge at 10 a.m. And everyone is welcome to join. It'll feature all three candidates for the 84th House District. This is the first time that we've faced off in a debate format, so I think it'll be really interesting, and I encourage everyone to attend.
Now, it is my understanding is WCSM will be there. Are they going to broadcast that live, or are they going to record it and put it?
I should know that. I'm not exactly sure.
We're going to contact Kevin Sandler over there at WCSM and see if we would be allowed to put that in our archives.
Okay.
So if people are doing other things on Saturday and not able to do that, or at the very least, we can tell people the link to their on the WCSM radio .com page.
I believe the Lake Improvement Association will be streaming it live on their Facebook page, so that'll be something to look to.
Okay.
And then seeing about archiving it, I think that's great.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
So a lot of people won't be able to get there or be able to listen to it live, but if you can access it later.
Oh yeah.
Our listeners do that a lot.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yep.
Sounds great.
Okay. Before I ask you the last question, I do just want to note that I was counting, and you've eaten more cheese and crackers than our previous candidates.
And we're not happy about it.
Yes. Yeah.
I've eaten more?
Yes.
No,
yes.
She has not.
Yep. Huh?
Jack, there's video evidence.
Oh my
Don't
God,
forget
is that
there's
possible?
Video
oh
evidence
God,
of what's going
cheese.
On.
every time I reach for a piece of salami, she slapped my hand.
It's true. I was hogging it all for myself.
No, but I tell you what, Susan, it has been great getting to you and as we close up and you have a chance to talk to the listeners of Fort Recovery, what do you want them to know about you?
Absolutely. I am a pro-life, pro-Second Amendment fiscal conservative who's been endorsed by Congressman Jim Jordan. I believe government works best when it trusts the power of people and communities to create opportunities, stand up for each other, and look out for each other. My goal as your state representative is to get government out of your way so that you can do what you do best.
Makes sense to me. You like it? So, Susan, I tell you what, it was great getting to you.
Yeah, thanks for having
consider
me.
Consider this to be an open invitation to join us anytime you
awesome.
you please, and when you win on May 8th, you come back during your service and keep us informed.
Absolutely, I would love to do that as long as you have cheese.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Oh good. Yeah.
Only if there's cheese, then yes. I'm there.
Very good. Well, I tell you what. So for insight, this is Jack Stogler with Miss Susan Manchester, and we will see you next week.
For staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.